I'm scared. Are you okay? I love you. Please answer. Michelle showed little emotion at the trial. Her defense relies on this psychiatrist, Peter Bregan, to explain her behavior, even though he was not treating Michelle at the time. He testifies that she was involuntarily intoxicated by an antidepressant drug she started taking 3 months earlier, Celexa.
She has an involuntary intoxication where she is not forming a criminal intent, I'm going to harm him. She was enmeshed in a delusion where she's thinking that it's a good thing to help him die. We'll see grandiosity. Her deciding with him that she can help him. He wants to die. And he wants to go to heaven. And he doesn't want his family to suffer. And she pronounces that she can do all of that.
But prosecutors completely dismiss that theory.
She does not tell the Roy family about being on the phone with Conrad the night before, does she? His dead body is in a car 24 hours, and she withholds that information.
She's psychotic, deluded. She's disturbed. She's out of touch.
Inexplicably, Michelle sent more than 80 texts to Conrad after he died. In some, she even apologizes for not saving him. But it wasn't just Conrad she texted. The prosecution is hoping the judge pays particular attention to this text that she sent to her friend Samantha a week after Conrad's body was discovered. They have to go through his phone and see if anyone encouraged him to do it on texts and stuff. They read my messages with him. I'm done.